16th of August 2020. My name is Soham and this is Pod News episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Podcasting. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Podcasting site connects podcasting apps like iTunes to our site, allowing millions of users to easily listen and subscribe. Now that you know what podcasting is and how it works, let's take a look at how you can find the ideas to make a successful podcast. Podcasting is very popular, and there are dozens of podcasts on many different topics. To compete, you not only need to find your niche, but also choose the topics covered in your podcast. Once you upload your podcast, Libsyn gives you access to all the content you have uploaded for as long as you want. You can also host a large portion of your popular podcast and enlarge it as it reaches a larger audience. They also provide a way to monetize podcasts by allowing companies to split commercial ads into podcasts for their business when you need to work toward that goal. When you learn how to create a podcast, a common misconception is that you have to upload your podcast to a place like iTunes. Although this is a frequently asked question, we talked at length about how to get your show on iTunes in our article, How to Upload a Podcast. You can store your audio files on your own existing website or you can have a website set up on another site to deliver them to you. You need to log in and log in to host the audio file, but you don't have to. You can publish your podcast on your WordPress.com site or make it available as a podcast app on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play or any other app. Podcasting is the process of distributing episodic audio or video messages to a feed that listeners can subscribe to. Once you have created a show and media host of your choice, submit your show to different directories where listeners can discover, subscribe to and download it. Podcasting is a free service that allows internet users to drag audio files from podcasting websites to their computer or personal digital audio player to listen to them. Note: please upload your audio file in MP3, M4A, AUG or WAV format and upload it to your podcast page. The term comes from the iPod, a personal digital audio player from Apple, and although the term is derived from it, you don't need an iPod to listen to podcasts. You will learn how to go from a show that will not be able to play in podcasts in any place you like. You get all the information you need to get started, from building a website, maintaining the site, to making money and growing a successful podcast by finding new subscribers, upgrading your studio and attracting sponsors. Get tips and instructional podcasts on how to plan and promote your show, as well as podcasting tips, tricks and tricks. Podcasting is about the brilliant world of podcasts and teaches you how to go from beginner to confident. You don't need a lot of money or technical knowledge to start a podcast, but it's a good starting point for beginners and advanced alike. Whether you're wondering how to start and record a podcast or just looking for podcast tips, this article is for you. This guide will give you step-by-step instructions on how I started my podcast, why you should have one in your shop and what equipment you need. If you commute to and from the office, you are likely to listen to at least one or two podcasts a day, perhaps more than one a week. You can listen on your desktop computer, tablet or smartphone or press the play button on the website and listen to the file. The app also allows you to stream the downloaded podcast and download it later as a file to listen to. You can use it to download the podcast or listen to it later, and it can be listened to on desktop computers, tablets, smartphones, etc. Visiting a podcast at the right time can also help you sell books, promote your product, or even talk about your own podcast or webinar. Some hosts make their podcasts available on streaming sites, but some people don't consume podcasts because it's about downloading the file to iTunes or Zune and then syncing the show. You don't want to go on a show and make a sales pitch, but a discussion about your book or webinar or maybe even your product or service. Instead, you can find a way to work with your host to make sure your message sounds natural and timely, while still making it clear that you have something to sell. When you sign up for a service, use the name of your podcast. If you are interested in hosting media files online in general, try a free service to see if you like the way it works. If you find one that you like, it might be worth paying for the host, especially if we are serious about continuing the podcast. Thank you all for joining us again on Pod News. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.